Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, The Win-Win Wealth Strategy 7, Investments the Government Will Pay You to Make, by Tom Wheelwright, is a personal finance and tax strategy book focused on the relationship between government policy, investment behavior, and wealth building. Wheelwright, a CPA and tax advisor associated with the Rich Dad Financial Education Network, argues that tax codes are not random collections of penalties and loopholes, but policy tools designed to encourage activities governments want more of. The book identifies 7 broad investment areas that commonly receive favorable tax treatment: business, technology, energy, real estate, insurance, agriculture, and retirement accounts. Its purpose is not to provide a do-it-yourself tax manual, but to change how readers interpret taxes and investment decisions. Instead of treating tax reduction as an afterthought, Wheelwright presents tax efficiency as a central feature of investing, especially for entrepreneurs, business owners, and investors willing to align capital with productive economic activity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, tax incentives are presented as deliberate policy tools, not accidental loopholes. A central argument of the win-win wealth strategy is that tax incentives exist because governments want taxpayers to behave in specific ways. Wheelwright reframes tax reduction from a defensive tactic into a policy-aligned investment strategy. In this view, governments offer deductions, credits, deferrals, and preferential treatment to encourage activities such as creating jobs, increasing housing supply, developing energy resources, supporting food production, and funding innovation. The practical implication is that investors should study what the tax system rewards before choosing where to place capital. This is different from the common personal finance approach that begins with budgeting, asset allocation, or market performance and considers taxes only at the end. Wheelwright argues that the tax code can reveal public priorities, and investors who understand those priorities can legally improve after-tax returns. The reasoning is economic as much as financial. Governments often prefer to incentivize private investment rather than directly fund every social or economic objective. The book, therefore, treats the taxpayer and the government as participants in a structured exchange, where the investor receives tax benefits and society receives productive investment. Secondly, the 7 favored investment areas connect private wealth building to public priorities. Wheelwright organizes the book around 7 investment categories that he says governments commonly encourage: business, technology, energy, real estate, insurance, agriculture, and retirement accounts. The list is broad, but it is not arbitrary. Each area corresponds to a public need that governments frequently support through tax policy. Business investment can create employment and economic activity. Technology can produce innovation and productivity gains. Energy investment can expand supply or accelerate preferred energy transitions. Real estate can support housing, commercial development, and infrastructure around communities. Agriculture relates to food security and rural production. Insurance can provide risk management and financial stability. Retirement accounts reduce future dependence on public support by encouraging long-term saving. The book presents these sectors as places where tax rules may amplify returns when investments are structured properly. Importantly, Wheelwright does not suggest that every investment in these areas is automatically good or tax-advantaged. Rather, the category matters because it signals where favorable rules are more likely to exist. The investor still needs to examine the specific structure, risk, jurisdiction, and qualification rules before expecting benefits. Thirdly, the book favors active ownership and productive investment over passive accumulation. A recurring distinction in Wheelwright's approach is the difference between merely earning income and directing capital into activities that the government wants to expand. The book is especially relevant to business owners, entrepreneurs, and investors, because many of the most meaningful tax benefits are tied to ownership, reinvestment, risk-taking, and economic production. This emphasis helps explain why the book is less focused on conventional stock picking or simple saving and more focused on investments that involve structure, documentation, and active economic purpose. Wheelwright argues that the way income is earned affects how it is taxed, and that taxpayers who operate as investors or business owners may have access to benefits that wage earners, or purely passive savers, do not use as effectively. The reasoning is that the tax system often rewards behaviors that put capital back into the economy rather than income that is immediately consumed. This does not make active ownership automatically superior, because it also brings operational risk, legal obligations, and complexity. However, the book clearly positions productive investment as the main path to combining tax reduction with wealth creation. Fourthly, implementation depends on legal structure, documentation, and qualified professional advice. The win-win wealth strategy repeatedly implies that tax benefits are not obtained simply by buying an asset in a favored category. They depend on whether the investor qualifies under the relevant rules, uses the correct entity or account, keeps proper records, and applies the incentive in the way the law requires. This makes the book more of a strategic framework than a complete technical manual. Wheelwright emphasizes the role of knowledgeable advisors, including tax professionals, accountants, bookkeepers, and financial coaches, because many incentives are rule-specific and can vary by jurisdiction. The need for professional guidance is one of the book's practical limitations. Readers may understand the concept quickly but still be unable to implement it safely without expert help. This is especially true in areas such as real estate depreciation, business deductions, energy credits, retirement account rules, or the classification of passive and active income. The book, therefore, encourages a disciplined approach to tax planning. It is not about hiding income or improvising deductions. It is about designing investment activity so that it meets legal requirements and produces legitimate after-tax advantages. Lastly, the win-win claim depends on aligning tax savings with real economic contribution. The phrase win-win in the title reflects the book's claim that investors can build wealth while advancing goals that governments and societies value. This is one of its most distinctive ideas, because it challenges the common framing of tax minimization as purely self-interested. Wheelwright argues that when an investor funds a business, develops real estate, supports agriculture, backs technology, or participates in energy production, the resulting tax benefit is intended to compensate that investor for helping meet a public objective. The strength of this argument is that it clarifies why tax incentives exist and why they can be legitimate. Its limitation is that tax benefits do not automatically prove that an investment is socially valuable or financially sound. Incentives can be complex, politically influenced, or poorly understood, and an investment can still fail despite favorable tax treatment. The book is most useful when readers treat tax savings as one part of an investment decision rather than the whole reason to invest. The strongest application of its message is disciplined alignment find areas where public incentives, private expertise, risk tolerance, and real economic demand overlap. In conclusion, the win-win wealth strategy is best suited for entrepreneurs, small business owners, real estate investors, higher income professionals, and financial advisors who want a clearer framework for thinking about taxes before making investment decisions. It can also help individual investors understand why some assets and activities receive better tax treatment than others, even if they will need professional help to apply the ideas. The practical benefit of the book is its shift in sequence instead of earning, investing, and then asking how to reduce taxes. Readers are encouraged to understand tax incentives at the planning stage. Intellectually, the book is useful because it explains tax law as a reflection of government priorities rather than only as a compliance burden. Compared with many personal finance books, it stands out by focusing less on frugality, market timing, or generic diversification, and more on the intersection of tax policy and capital allocation. Compared with technical tax guides, it is more accessible and conceptual, though less detailed on specific filings or jurisdictional rules. Its strongest contribution is the idea that legal tax reduction can be connected to productive investment. Its main caution is that incentives should support sound decisions, not replace due diligence, risk analysis, and qualified tax advice. If you would like to support Tom Wheelwright, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.